Hello, welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And it's 2018.
That's a poem.
Yeah. Oh, that did rhyme. How nice.
Happy New Year, everyone. What did you do, Sammy, on New Year's? I didn't see you.
I know. I went to a random restaurant for an 11 p.m. dinner reservation.
Oh, that's fine.
One block away from my apartment.
Okay, good.
Because it's freezing out.
Yeah.
So it was like the actual perfect thing. And
was it like a romantic dinner date?
No, because, well, it was going to be originally, but then Kenzie and Kay from our office were looking for like something to do. And the place that we were, like most of the bars, like near, Kenzie lives near me.
Yeah.
So most of the bars in the area were like ticketed and they were looking for somewhere to go. But this place like has a lounge and a bar that you can that you can just like chill in. So I was like, oh, you should just like come. We'll have a drink like before like we sit down for dinner. We ended up just all of us drinking until like two, like one,
not eating dinner.
No, we like we ate, but like we never like sat at our table. Like the woman came over and we're like, we'll just like eat here.
Yeah,
it was really fun. But yeah,
I went on a romantic dinner date. Also, friends came afterwards. Like one of my boyfriend's friends texted us afterwards, and they're like, oh, like what are you guys doing? It was like 11:45.
Yeah,
and I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
No, but it's fine. They came. It was fun. We like had a drink afterwards, but I had this like very, very bougie dinner. Like it was like, I don't even know. There was sparkly, like balloons. There were sparkles everywhere.
So
it was
fun.
Like a prefix dinner.
Oh, I saw your Kira.
I cured the shit out of that place.
Yeah.
It was really nice. But then it was funny because the night before that, I was like, I went to like a gross bar and like, dance, like got really drunk and was like for like a Penn State game. What, I don't care about Penn State, but it was like just I was really bougie one night and then I was really opposite.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. Like I first of all, this is the first year where I feel like New Year's I like set my expectations so low.
Yeah,
like
same.
Literally at like noon on whatever day, I like asked my boyfriend, I'm like, so like what are we doing tonight? He's like, you said we didn't have to do anything. I was like, well, I thought we were gonna like figure something out.
I thought you planned something, even though I said no.
Yeah, and then, I've, like, made a whole thing about that. And then I was like, okay, we'll just, like, find something, like, around that's not, like, an insane, like, special or whatever.
Yeah.
And somewhere close, it's freezing. And we, like, found this place. So it was good.
Fun.
Yeah. And it was, like, fun because it was not built up.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, speaking, I also just realized I said bougie in the way that, like,
That we don't use it.
Yeah, the way that we don't use it. Okay, so we just to give everyone some context.
Some bougie
about this
background.
I feel like we've talked about this.
We talked. Jordana and I talked about it on our podcast with Stassi, which was on Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because we should explain it again.
Okay, so we're from the same town, obviously, and we've always grown up saying that bougie is like
poor.
Not necessarily poor, but just like not
janky.
Cool.
No, janky.
You can't say that word, Sammy.
Why can't you say that?
I don't think that's like a politically correct word to say.
Okay, but like who am I
insulting?
It's
2018.
Who am I insulting?
It's worse than 2017.
Who am I insulting? There's no racial or sexual undertone to that word.
Poor people.
That's not race or sex or gender.
It's a
who am I insulting?
The less.
No, I'm not.
I don't fucking know or care.
Right. Isn't it just annoying that you can't even,
can't.
Like, you're like, oh, is this word off limits now? Like, it's, what we mean is something that's not upscale.
Right. That's like, what we thought it was, and that's how we used it.
Okay. Let's make it as PC as possible. Our definition of bougie prior to Aileen just using it in the other context now meant, like, a two-star hotel.
Yeah.
But there has always been a debate, like, because a lot of people in the world thinks that bougie means, like a five-star hotel.
Yeah, like, for sure. Maybe even six.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, so we always used it as, like, one star.
Yeah.
But everyone else uses it as, like, six star.
Right.
So we've always, like, had this issue with, like, using the correct
word. But also
word.
The interesting thing was that we asked a lot of people what their, like, what their definition was, like, all of our friends and blah, blah, blah. And they all said six star, except for the people who went to our high school.
And Long Island people.
Yeah. They all said two-star hotel.
Yeah. Everyone, all the Long Island people said two-star, and everyone else said six-star.
Yeah, so I don't know where the fuck they're from. So
okay, anyway, Lee just used it in the six-star
hotel,
way.
And I feel weird. I feel like I'm just assimilating too much into like, this
feel
world.
I feel like you've been brainwashed.
I have. Anyway, let's talk about
fake news.
Let's talk about some non-bougie or in the some two-star hotel news.
Behavior.
Luann. Did everyone see Luann's? I feel like I wish she got arrested like at some other time because it was not covered in the news enough.
I know.
Because her when she got arrested for like beating the shit out of policemen because she was really drunk.
Yeah.
And And then she's like going to rehab because that's like probably what her PR people told her to do.
That's what everyone does.
Because you have to.
You can't just be like, oh, I will wake up tomorrow and try to improve myself. You have to go to like a fancy place where you pay people
to give
you like a clean bill of sanity, which you don't actually have.
No, I feel like it's just an excuse. It's not like she's just like, okay, so I went to rehab so I can say when anyone asks me about it, oh, yeah, but I'm getting help. Like, instead of just like, yeah, I fucked up, whatever, leave me alone.
Plus, also having to, like, you know, she had to, like, show up at the Regency next week. Yeah. That wouldn't work. So she has to go to rehab first, shame herself away, and then she can come back to the Regency or the Mark or wherever it is.
The funniest part about her apology was, or, like, her explanation was that she was like, I was back in Palm Springs, and that just reminded me of Tom. Yeah. And I'm just like, it's not the real Palm Springs.
No, Palm Beach. It was Palm Beach. Yeah. Wait, but what about
Palm Springs, Palm Beach.
She got married like a year ago. Like her anniversary would have been.
Oh, New Year's. Yeah. You're right.
Right. So
she got too fucked.
Yeah. Also, okay, just to like make a point, or not to make a point, but just to like bring something up. Like literally the day she got arrested, I was talking to someone in this office about like the difference between the Beverly, you were in the conversation, the Beverly Hills people and the New York people. And this, I feel, is the epitome of the difference between the Beverly Hills housewives and the New York housewives.
What do you mean, Kim? What about Kim?
Kim wouldn't like beat up a police officer in her like manly, like she would just like get really drunk and like yell and like be on pills and like steal something by accident.
Her mugshot is the funniest when she's covered in stuff that she stole.
right like it's like you're this like sad weak little like it's a little less with the New York people. Luann, it's like this like gross, aggressive, rowdy, like monster Charlize Theron and monster transformation to like Luann like beating up a cop. Like she's like 6 feet tall, like beating up a cop. And like, that's the difference. That's the New York.
Either way, I love both of those housewives. Those me too. What do you like more, New York or?
I like enjoy watching Beverly Hills because, as you know, I like to watch like glitzy things
people, me too.
And see like nice houses. But the New York people are more interesting because their problems are more real and like, They're closer to what like my mom's friends problems
with. Right. Yeah, because they're all all basically single and they're all trying to figure it out and they're all like kids. Very depressed. Yeah.
They have like older kids. They like are a little older themselves. They like drink more. They curse more. They're like more gritty.
They're edgier.
Like Erica Jane is like but she's like an example of like she has more of a New York personality with the LA vibe, which is just like you have a creative director.
Also just anytime that they show her like in her like interview and she's dressed as various queens. Or like various Bratz dolls.
Right. Okay, so funny. Here's a good analogy. Like Sonia Morgan has interns. Yeah. Erica Jane has a creative director and a beauty team who she flies private or whatever on vacation
with her. So does Dorit.
Right, exactly. So that's what the Beverly Hills people are like. Sonia has like these unpainted
running like up and down her like condo, whatever, brownstone.
Right. So that's really New York versus Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Speaking of Bravo, Vanderpump last night.
Yes. Okay. We have to talk about
it. We talk about so many things.
Okay. The biggest thing that happened.
There's three. There's three.
Okay.
Things.
So there's Jackson Brittany.
Let's do that first.
That one.
Okay.
Okay. Jax has a problem. Like, not a cheating problem, an anger problem. Like, abusive anger problem. He's like, this is my fucking house. Like,
But what was crazy was he was like, you're not that mad. Yeah. You're not that mad. It's like, what are you talking about?
Well,
like,
she's not that mad. But she's not. She keeps having sex with him.
Right. Well, I think she knows that that's like sort of inevitable and she loves him and she's not obviously over him yet.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm just going to go party and go to Vegas. Like, this is my like.
Yeah. She's not going to dump him.
I mean, even when she came here, when Jackson Brittany came to our office, they were talking about how they were going to see Cats that night.
Yeah.
And Brittany's like, he has to do whatever he wants, whatever I ask him to. And like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I didn't even like think twice about that comment. But now I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
I just feel like he's such an asshole. He needs to, like, just treat her with complete respect, but he won't because he's, again, an asshole. Like, when he was like, oh, I mean, like, what do I got to lose, honestly? A girlfriend? There's so many more of those.
Right. Well, did you see his dad died, like, last week or something? So My prediction is that this will either cause him to like come around and become a man.
Yeah. That's, well, that's what Sheena said on our podcast. She was like, now that Jax,
he feels
bad. But now that he has like stage 4 like cancer.
Oh, when she was on, he did.
Yeah, when he was here. And so Sheena was like, so he has this new lease on life and he just has a different appreciation for shit. I mean, it's possible, but he's also 45.
Right. Right. There's that too. Jason. Yeah. Right. Right, so I was going to say, he could either go that way or he could just be a complete mess and, like, kill a person.
Like, that's true.
Like, suddenly, like, manslaughter.
The thing that I noticed about, like, all this cheating and shit, like, it's just, like, part of their culture, I feel like, in this bubble.
Yeah.
Like, people just to cheat on each other, like, constantly. And I find it, like,
you
really
see that
interesting.
In the replays.
Yeah, they're always cheating on each other. Like, everyone is cheating on each other. Like,
yeah.
Like, the fact that Tom Schwartz. Okay, this
oh,
Tom,
yeah.
Okay, we have to talk about Tom
Let's
Schwartz.
Let's do Tom Schwartz now. Okay. He does it. He's like, yeah, like, I don't think that happened. Like, it's not possible. It's like,
what I don't get is Katie or anyone being like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Well, he has an alcohol problem. Like, that's what's
wrong.
They
both have alcohol problems. And it's hard for Katie to be like, you have an alcohol problem. Because then she's like, oh, wait, like, maybe I have one too.
They like, all, like, really do.
They all actually do. Wait, what about when Tom was like in the beginning of the episode, he's like, I just like can't do this. Like, I have no motivation to like run this restaurant. Like, it's not fair. Like, I just like want, like, give me more for less
Wait,
money.
Which Tom?
Tom Schwartz.
Yeah.
And then later on the episode at the Guillermo party, he's like, I want to be the next Guillermo. It's 10 minutes ago, you were like, I don't even think I can do this.
He literally doesn't understand what work is. But neither does Stassi. Yeah. She was like, oh my God, how do people work every day? Like, this is so crazy.
Right. It was her first day.
And she was planning a fucking party.
Right.
She like didn't even have to book a venue or do anything.
Right.
She just have to pick
Get
up some
flowers
that she didn't even have a budget for.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're planning the easiest party in the world.
Literally, all she did was buy an Instaflix camera, like a Polaroid, and she couldn't even figure out how to use that.
Right.
That was too much.
Right. It's because all of them are like, since. Pretty much what you do in LA, I guess, is that you don't really work. Like, you just kind of, like, float by. And it's very, very normal. Like, here we're, like, I think it's just a different culture, ultimately. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I have a friend who grew up in Malibu, and she was friends with, like, Jesse Jo Stark and, like, Bella and, like, all those people. And she, like, even now just doesn't, like, understand, like, the concept of work. Like, she actually just moved back to LA, but you know my friend who I'm talking about? And she lived in New York for, like, almost 3 years, and she never had like a full-time job. She was always like part-time in this place, freelancing here, and she didn't care. It wasn't like, oh, I want more. Like, she was like, oh, I'll just like live in an expensive place and like it'll be fine. Like, they just have a different mindset towards work in California. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. It's really just like a lack of ambition.
Yeah. Like, and now she went back to California and she doesn't have a job and doesn't like want to get one. She's like, yeah, like, I'm just not gonna get one.
That's so weird.
I know. It's like strange to us, but obviously
Who's
not
paying
for them.
Her?
I mean, she has like some money from things she's done, but like her expenses are very low. Her parents have money, but they're not. It's not like she's living this like crazy
they're paying,
life.
Like working like paycheck to paycheck kind of thing. They're not like saving any money.
Right. But she doesn't care because like she'll just like figure it out.
Yeah. Like, like also the thing with Lala, like her, she's not like trying to get, she's like, oh yeah, you could fly private like if you work really hard. And like, no, if you have tits and like okay look, you will be able to fly private. Like,
I was, when she said that, I like almost fell on the floor.
I know. Like, that's just, that's the way that she's, that's her goal. That's what, how she's going to live, like, her life.
She's done a little too much with her face already. She should slow it down.
Yeah,
Lala.
She
does.
Yeah, she looks a little.
The lips. The like, lips are, they're already too big. She's going to go Kylie.
Do you
think
that thing about Tom is true? Like, Tom making out with that girl?
Yeah. And he doesn't remember.
Right.
But that's what's so weird. It's like, okay, your go-to drunk move is hooking up with someone and then just not remembering. Like,
the craziest part to me was that he thought it was just okay to just blurt it out to everyone. Like, as they were like, what's going on? He could just be like, oh, it's nothing. And I'm like, well, apparently I hooked up with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
like, just
stupid.
And like embarrassing Katie, like on like, every single time. He's just like, well, apparently I'm cheating on Katie.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Did you happen to follow the New Year's plans of Katie, Stassi, and Tom?
No.
Oh, they like were all hanging out in like some
Stassi,
house.
Stassi's.
Where they were just like so wasted.
Yeah, I watched Stassi's.
What are your thoughts on thruples?
What's a thruple?
A three-person couple, like them. They're a thruple.
But they're not. She doesn't hook up with them.
No, it doesn't have to do with hooking up. It's just like a, it's like a permanent third wheel that's like then accepted and like it's like friend. Wanted.
That's your friend?
Yeah. Like if I were just like, I'm going to come with you and Rusty every vacation and like we're just going to just, we're like, I'm like your third person. Like,
I
but it's not sexual. I don't. It sexual. Could be sexual.
It's not sexual. I can't picture any of my friends that would be my thruple, but like maybe one of Rusty's friends that we all get like both get along with.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm not saying do you want to be a thruple.
Well, I'm in order for me to put myself in that type of like to give an opinion, I have to imagine it. So I guess like it's weird.
I was just thinking like, wouldn't like. Okay, as a girl, if the girl...
It's like a couple's best friend.
Yes, but it's like a little bit more permanent.
It doesn't have to be.
No.
Like, the thing where it gets tricky is like if what if one person like in the couple gets into a fight with the third wheel and the other... Then it's like a whole thing of like you need to be on my side as right. like the couple instead of the best friends.
Right. Well, my... That was one of my thoughts when I was... internally thinking about this yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, like it's a very
I don't have a do you would you have a thruple?
I don't think I would work well in a thruple. Either, like
no, I'm very possessive.
But it's not even that, like I personally think like three people relationships are the hardest things. Yeah, which is perfect because we run a company with three people.
Right.
Yeah. But I actually think it's hard for everybody because it's always like there's always like ebbs and flows in relationships, so it like makes those like accentuated when there's a third person around to like make everything it's more a intense little
bit, yeah right
yeah another thruple I like to follow thruples. So one I do like this. Oh it's like a thing. Erin okay. Foster and Sweet Baby Jamie. Oh. And her husband, they're like a thing.
I thought Erin Foster is a thruple of her sister.
I think she's also
and Tommy Hot.
I think she's also Tony Tommy. Tommy. I think she's also a thruple of that.
She definitely is.
Yeah. Did you see they were on my vacation this week?
No. Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah, I saw them getting the shots, and I knew that they were doing the same thing.
Yeah, they went on an Amazon cruise. They didn't do the treehouse thing.
Okay.
Should we do some like other things?
Yeah. Okay. So so if anybody is in a thruple, please email us at slapdubbetches.com. We would love to know what the fuck is wrong with you.
No. Or if you know someone who's in a thruple. Yeah. Also tell us what the fuck is wrong with them.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, let's do Dear Betch.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, first.
Yes, great. Dear Betch, I've been binging your podcast, and now that I'm caught up, I look forward to the new ones every week. Your updates are the only reason I still watch Bachelor, and I think you ladies have such a great combination of wisdom, humor, and sass. Insert sassy finger snapping here. I value your viewpoints on all the issues you discuss, and I would love your help with my dilemmas.
Speaking of The Bachelor, last night was the premiere. We have lots to say, but you should find out what we have to say on our other podcast, The Bachelor, which you can find on all the normal places.
We launched it like only like
during
the
Paradise.
The last four or was that how long Paradise was? 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah. So we launched it all of last August. Season, and it's everyone like apparently loves it. So like you guys should listen.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not really going to talk about too much Bachelor shit here because that could literally take 5 hours.
Yeah.
So listen. Yeah, it's listen called The Bachelor. BETCHEL.
O-R. Yeah.
Okay.
And the episode's good. We just did it. Isn't it good, Brian?
Okay, I'll keep going. So after all of that high praise, let's keep going. I have a group of close friends who all went to university together, 5 including myself, and unfortunately I live 6 hours away and only get to see my betches a few times a year. One of these girls has been dating a guy for about 2 years, and they are talking about rings and marriage and their future together. They are both 29. I've only met him a few times, but he seems like a good guy. They seem happy, and I've heard that he's kind, respectful, etc. Basically, all of the things you want for your besties. During a recent visit with my friends, I found out from another girl in our group that she saw our friend's boyfriend active on a dating app recently. She said she immediately texted him and asked him why he was on there. He told her that he had reactivated his account because he wanted to go back and look at the messages between himself and our friend back when they first met and take some screenshots to keep. Sounded like some sort of sentimental gesture on his part. My friend was satisfied by his response and didn't take the matter any further by telling his girlfriend. I was pretty surprised that she didn't tell our friend about this because I felt like that's what I would have done in the situation. This has been weighing on me since I found out about this a few months ago, and I can't decide what to do. Should I bring it up to my friend and tell her that her serious boyfriend is on a dating app? Should I encourage my other friend to tell her since she's the firsthand info? I don't want to cause drama or get involved in something that doesn't include me, but I just really feel like if it was me, I would want to know about this. If his reasoning is as innocent as he says, then her knowing about it shouldn't really be a big deal, right? Like I said, I really don't know the guy, this guy that well, and so I don't want to start accusing him of anything, but I just keep thinking about how terrible I would feel if this information came out later and she found out that we knew and didn't tell her about it. A few things to add. One, the dating app incident happened probably close to 6 months ago, but I only found out about it recently. Two, the friend's last boyfriend was killed in a car accident a few years ago, and we were all so happy to see her healing from that and seriously dating someone else. Because of this tragedy that has gone through, I feel super protective of her, which makes me both want to tell her but also protect her from unnecessary pain or drama. Can you help? Sincerely asking for a friend. I just want to point out that this is a really well-written letter. Like, there is just the perfect amount of information. Also, the sentences are written so well.
Yeah.
Great read. So, okay. This is good. This is interesting. I would not do anything.
Same.
Like, yeah. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't touch it. It happened 6 months ago. It's not your business. Like you said.
Also, it's not like you heard about him cheating. The reason he gave was like, very reasonable.
What if he wants to propose and he's going to use those screenshots? Yeah. Like, that was my first reaction.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If he only needed to go on there to reactivate and see it once, then he should be off. If you guys keep seeing him on it,
yeah,
that's a different story. Like, you need to, yeah.
Maybe not a bad idea. I don't know if this is possible because of, like, your distance. Would be, like, you see him on the dating app. You, like, tell your friend that you saw it and then act like you didn't even know about this old story or whatever. Just don't even bring up that old story because, like, you don't need to know that you've known this. You don't need her to know that you've known this for a while. But, like, it's only really a concern if it's still relevant.
Right. But I wouldn't, like, dedicate your life to this. Just keep swiping until you find him.
Right. Or see if any of your other friends have seen him or you know anyone who's seen him. Like, it's just not really, like, I just think it's better to not get involved, especially if, like, they don't seem to be having any problems and, like, there haven't been any real cheating issues.
Yeah, and someone confronted him already.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's better off she doesn't know because his answer was so innocent. Like,
yeah.
And he had a good one. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's the only answer, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the only answer. Yeah. Unless the other answer is I deleted it but didn't realize I had to deactivate it. That's the second only other answer.
Is that the case?
Yeah, you can't deleting it doesn't delete you off the dating app.
Oh.
That's what I learned.
I might be on some dating apps.
Okay. But so that thing about the boyfriend is very sad.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that you want to protect her, but I would protect her by, like, not putting her through any drama.
Yeah. Unless it becomes necessary. Totally. To do that.
Right. Unless you see him on again.
Yeah. Or someone else, and then you can maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that happens nowadays to, like, so many people that they see, like, other people's significant others on dating apps. And it's, like, gets so embarrassing because, like, that your friend will screenshot it, send it to your other friend. Then everyone is talking about
instead of telling you.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
It really is. It's sad. But I think a lot of times it is probably this situation.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Next one. You read.
Okay. Dear Betches. I'm 20 years old and I'm about to graduate college this coming May. I have a successful business as well as a career in fitness. Sounds fake, I know. Thanks for acknowledging that. So I have my shit together, on paper at least. I recently just had a six-month relationship end. Oh, six-month relationship end explode this past month?
Not really. Yes, this is the example.
Okay, I assume it's a six-month relationship that ended explosively this past month.
Yeah.
While 6 months sounds short, we basically lived together. That's always a good, healthy thing.
Okay.
From the first date and spent 2 months traveling Europe and went to multiple states for little getaways. Like, what?
She doesn't sound
you don't have a business anymore. Okay. Sorry for interjecting. Everything was too good to be true, but naturally my crazy ass went along and fell deeply in love. Here I am, 1 month single, and I'm not feeling any better whatsoever. I feel as if I'm never going to get that wild, crazy, unrealistic, painful, yet wonderful love again. I'm also aware of how young I am, but I'm not going to discredit my feelings due to my age. So basically, after giving you too many details, That wasn't too many. My question is it ridiculous to desire that kind of outrageous relationship again? Or should I try to find something with more stability when the time is right? I'm worried that I would get bored. But again, maybe that's just my immaturity shining through. Who knows? From hopeless romantic Betch, who lacks common sense. P.S. If Betches is looking for an in-office Pilates instructor, hit your girl up.
I feel like she answered her own questions.
Right.
Like,
I'm definitely not going to say that you should look for the same relationship again.
Okay, you're 20. Okay, back when I was 20, I was still stalking people's away messages, like, obsessed with them, like, thinking that, like, love is this, like, crazy thing.
It was more like BBM statuses that you were BBM, stalking.
I don't know how old I am. And yeah. So, yeah, you want stability. You're happier as an older bitch. I'm 28 and I feel like stability and brings much more happiness than wondering where the love is going to come from or when.
Yes, like, definitely.
That brings anxiety, if anything. And if you're like a Pilates instructor and you love being Zen, well, then I don't understand why.
No, Zen is not Pilates.
Yeah, it is. You have to be Zen.
Yoga is Pilates. Yoga
it's all
is
the
Zen.
Same shit.
Pilates is like making small movements so that you get tight muscles. I don't think you have to be Zen.
You do have to be Zen. All of those instructors are all about gratitude and shit. I can't stand
well, that's,
it.
Yeah. Thank yourself for being on the mat today.
I just want to make sure that you are living your best self.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just quoting that bitch from The Bachelor.
Okay. I agree with obviously everything you said.
Yeah.
But I do have an additional disclaimer that this is not just about maturity.
Right.
Because this doesn't just like go away because you get older. It might. But I think that you have to like actively look at yourself and be like, why do I want this? Like, because what you're actually looking for is just like a thrill.
A drama. Yeah.
Okay. So you say you have a successful business and a career in fitness while you're also in college, but you were just traveling Europe for 2 months and then multiple states and living with a guy. So I don't think that this is like the makings of like a normal, healthy relationship life. Like, even when you're like older, you shouldn't be doing that because it's not realistic to be like traveling around to like Europe for 2 months with your new boyfriend, like, unless you're dating some sort of like oil heir. I don't know. Like,
or so, influencer.
or very successful influencer. Yeah. But like that's not good at any age to have a relationship
totally
that's
agree.
Like so wild and like unexpected and unpredictable. And like the reason it only lasted 6 months is because that can only last for 6 months.
It's like, not like real love.
Yeah. Have you ever seen
it's
like
infatuation.
58-year-olds like flying around like we're just obsessed with each other. I mean, yeah, but those people like had kids already, you know, did everything.
Like, I was like, well, yeah, no. I mean, the answer is obvious. Like, obviously, it is ridiculous to desire that kind of outrageous relationship because it ended in explode.
Right.
The last one ended in explode, how you put it.
And also, if you think that like a stable relationship will bore you, that means you're not ready for a stable relationship.
Right. Totally.
So like maybe you should just keep having wild flings, but like not as serious as this one, because otherwise you're going to end up having months where you can't even function because you just explodedly ended your relationship.
Right. So and it's telling that you said, I have my shit together on paper at least.
Right.
So like get your shit together off paper and then you'll probably be ready for a stable relationship.
Right. There's no such thing as like shit together on paper. Either like your shit is together. Like
unless you're like fully unemployed and like that's on paper your shit. You don't have an apartment. You live with home. Like that's on paper. You don't have your shit together.
Right.
Unless you're running a successful business from your home.
Like
Marin's basement. Yeah.
We did that for many years.
We did.
Did we have our shit together, though? Would you have said that we had our shit together?
I would not.
Or I would have said it, but, like, I would have been lying to myself.
Smoking, driving around our neighborhood. Coasting.
Coasting.
It's where you don't press on the gas and just drive.
Oh, right. True. Yeah. Coasting. Cruising.
Coasting. No, coasting.
Coast. Okay.
Unsafe. Don't do it. Yes. Go.
Okay. Would you rather have no engagement ring or an extremely small diamond in your engagement ring?
Okay, that's dumb.
Well, what would you get instead of the
small?
Ring? No, but like, okay, you're just saying you don't get a ring, you get something else?
I think the question is, would you rather like just not be married, not get engaged ever and like just be with someone, or like you're with someone but they give you the tiniest fucking ring ever and you expect larger?
I would wait. This is meaning like no, you don't get engaged in the first thing at
right.
all.
Right. I think that's what.
Or
what
just
this,
engaged
this
with
is.
No ring. I'm not sure.
Jordana wrote this one for us.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say not engaged or a small ring.
Yes. That's
I'd
what
rather
I mean.
Be engaged with a small ring.
Same.
Can I say that? I used to obviously like love looking at huge engagement rings.
Right.
But then I saw someone who had a very small one. Yeah. And I like thought it looked really classy. And in a weird way, I like can't un like now when I see huge rings, you know, same. When people like put them in their like Insta stories of like holding something or like they'll just put it around in a very non-subtle yet
like pretending sort of to be to subtle. The side,
but yeah. Right. And you see how big it is. I sort of feel that like on a young girl who's like obviously not paying for it herself.
Yeah.
It too big looks like tacky. Yeah, like you should upgrade to that size
later in life. I totally agree. I think giant looks so tacky.
Yeah.
Unless like you're a woman and like you lived a life. Yeah. And, like you just
right.
Yeah.
Like it's unbefitting. Like you look like a child bride with like with like who's like holding something that like they have to like give to their mom at night because like to watch it.
I think it needs to just be proportionate.
Yeah.
To your like finger
and to your like personhood.
Yes.
Like.
Agreed.
Like, are you a fashion blogger, like, who's obviously not paying for a single thing, like, in your household? Or
unless
you're
a
like,
big fashion blogger, but
no,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Like a 10K.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd rather have a small one.
Yeah, than not get engaged, because then at least you have love.
Well, you could still have love and not want to get married. That's another thing.
Right, but I don't think,
again. In this would you rather. Again,
this would you rather is confusing.
Okay, Sammy, what are your thoughts on plastic surgery since we were talking about Lala?
Did you ask me that because I've had plastic surgery?
No, what are your thoughts?
Okay, my thoughts are, okay, this is coming from a person. I'll say I had a nose job and a half.
Yeah.
the half was just like a little fixer-upper a few years later. And, I like really wanted it at the time, but I think I partially just wanted it because like a lot of people in our high school were getting them.
Yeah.
And I didn't love my nose, but like I personally believe that I would have grown into my nose had I just not touched it.
Okay.
So I sort of, I don't regret it, but like if I were making the decision now, I wouldn't get one in 10th grade.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that shit was so real. Like people, I remember I didn't ever need braces, but everyone had braces in middle school. And I was like, Mom, you have to take me to the orthodontist.
Yeah.
I need to get colored braces that'll change the thing. But I feel like it's such like a Long Island thing.
Right,
though.
Right. To have to like do some cosmetic thing. I'm not against people getting plastic surgery. Now, like people don't even necessarily have to like break their bones or like do incisions. Like they can do things by like injections or like fillers or taking fat out of something. I think ultimately what makes you look better rather than like having continuous procedures or like looking for ways to like medically tweak yourself, I think ultimately what like is better is to like be healthy, like in terms of like you're eating, you're sleeping, you're working out, and you'll like ultimately just like look so much better than if you try to like do whatever you want in your daily life and then like get an injection.
Right.
Like, once
totally.
A year.
I mean, that's the whole thing. That's what like plastic surgery capitalizes on is people who don't want to like invest time. Instead, they'd rather just invest money.
Right. But the truth is that it doesn't work to really invest money. You don't look that much better. You actually
you don't.
Just
you look older
fake
and fake.
Worse.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I believe in like plastic surgery if like you need it. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I mean, I believe in, I wanted to
I'm
be plastic surgeon.
I'm not against plastic surgery. I'm just saying, like, advice-wise, like,
Like, I'm going to get, like, definitely a breast lift when I'm older, probably a facelift when I'm older. Like, like I'm a hunt, but that's because, like, but you can't really work out for your skin to desag, you know what I mean?
Like, more important, I think, is, like, skincare, constantly not wearing SPF and not, like, getting, like, sunspots and
taking
stuff.
Taking your makeup off.
Yeah, taking your makeup off, and I think, like, working out and drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, and like, sleeping.
And sleeping. Like, having a good sleep.
Reg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, those are our thoughts.
Those will make you more attractive than plastic surgery, guaranteed.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a would you rather. Would you rather never get a haircut again or never be able to wear lipstick or lip gloss again?
Never be able to wear lipstick or lip gloss again. But I would need a disclaimer because I would need some balm for my chapped lips.
No, you can't wear lipstick or... Oh, gloss. I guess that's cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never wear lipstick again, but same. I want a haircut. That's fucking gross.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Same. Because you can like achieve the same thing as long as your lips aren't dry.
You could just keep licking your lips all the time. Like it's this shine.
Oh, like make them bleed. Oh,
you can get a tan on your lips.
Yeah, but then you will probably also need more like bond.
Whatever.
Okay. Right. Would you rather eat at an expensive, nice restaurant for free every night for a year or get a massage every night for a year? I wouldn't like want to do either of those things every single night for a year. I would rather do them. Let's change the question.
No, let's not. No, let's answer it every. It has to be excessive.
Okay.
You can't make it moderate.
Okay. I'd rather get a massage every night.
Same. Because then you just get so fat.
Yeah. Okay. realistically, I would rather eat a nice restaurant, but a massage would benefit me more. And
I think I'd rather get a massage every, you would feel so good.
Right, but I would, you know how much I love eating and like same. Restaurants. I know, you, I feel like.
I'd rather just pay for it occasionally.
Yeah, same. I'd rather get a massage every day.
Okay. Shoot, fuck, marry it. Okay, this is the Kardashian boyfriend yeah. edition. Travis Scott, Tristan Thompson, and Yoon's Benjima.
I don't know enough about, I'll be honest, Yoon's.
Okay, Yoon's I don't know really
enough,
hot.
But I don't know enough about them all, like any of them. Actually.
Okay, they're all really good looking.
I know, but
Travis
I don't
Scott
know anything,
has like grills and shit.
Right, but I don't know anything like about them. Like,
okay, well,
other than
I'm
what
gonna
they look
then
like.
I'll play.
You do it. Yeah.
Like,
what facts do you know about these people?
Tristan Thompson is a basketball player for the
I
Cavs.
Know, right, I know that.
Yoon's Benjima is a very good looking model, but he's really young. He's like 23. Travis Scott
doesn't bother me.
Is Kylie's baby daddy, and he's right. a rapper, musician.
Right. Okay.
And he's also, I think, like appropriate age for us. He's like 30 Scott. Or something, or 29. Yeah.
Okay.
But Tristan Thompson is also young, but he's right. really tall and really hot.
Okay. I would marry Tristan Thompson.
I think I would marry Tristan Thompson too. I think I would have sex with Yoon's and say see you later to Travis
grills.
Scott. He, yeah.
He's not my Luke.
I don't know if he has grills, but he's just a like the rap star girlfriend is not the life I want to live. You know, same. I'd rather be a basketball wife.
Me too. Yeah, I'm definitely much yeah. more of a sports yes. than a music.
Same, same, same.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all the amazing time we have today. Don't yes. forget, everyone, to listen to The Bachelor and rate it and do all that. Obviously, like, listen to this podcast and rate it. But also, we're going to be – so when does it come out, Sammy? It comes out today.
Today.
No, today is Wednesday, really, when this comes out. So it comes out every Tuesday, right?
Yes.
What day is it? Oh, my God.
What day is it?
Okay, it comes out every single Tuesday. And
after the – episode
after the episode, and even if it's a two-night thing, you'll just have to wait till the next week to listen. But it comes
day.
Out Tuesday,
like if there's a two-night episode,
we'll talk about
on
it
on Wednesday.
No, Sammy, okay. That's not how it's going.
Okay,
okay. You have to. Okay, anyway, listen, it's out right. It's gonna be out right now. So listen to The Bachelor. It's really fucking funny. Sammy and Jordana were on it today.
It was a great combo.
Yeah, I'll be on it next week. And Ari's a creep. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.